Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the abundance of all things you've given us. You are a mighty God. To think that everything we have comes from you. The beautiful green grass, the trees, the air we breathe, and everything comes from you. I am so grateful, Father, for the abundance of all things. Now, Lord, as we study your word, continue talking about the things we can do if we have faith and what we can't do if we don't have faith, if we live in doubt and unbelief. Lord, we don't want to live there. As your children, we want to live in faith, the word of God. Now, bless the word as it goes out today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now today, all this week, we've been talking about the things that Jesus told us we can do if we believe this book. And of course, he tells us what we cannot do if we don't believe this book. I used to read this book as just a book. But I realized instead of reading this book like a novel, I have to read this book as an owner's manual, a book that was written to the created being from the creator of the universe. So this is an owner's manual written to you and me, telling us by the king of the universe what we can do, and if we will be obedient to it, what we can do, and if we're disobedient, the consequences for being there. So we're children and he's God. So he tells us what we can do and what we should not do. But this week, we're talking about, as obedient Christians, walking in obedience to the word, walking in love, serving the Lord, he's telling us what we can do, and he's showing us now in Mark chapter 4, he's giving us a great, great example of what we can do. Starting in verse 35, and says, "In the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." Now Jesus is telling them they need to go across that little sea, the Sea of Galilee, to the other side. "And when they had sent away the multitude," because everywhere Jesus taught with the miracles that followed, there was always a multitude of people there. "And when they had sent away the people, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there arose also with him other little ships." And so there, all these other little ships, they were going to all go across. And then it says, so they're on the way across the sea. "And while they're across there, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." Isn't that amazing? They start across the sea, and a storm comes up. Just a coincidence. No coincidence. The God of this world, the prince of the power of the air of this world, which is Satan, brought that storm up to try to destroy Jesus and sink this ship. But as the devil brought that up, and the great wind came upon there, this great wind, this great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So the boat was fixing to sink. And of course, most people never think about spiritual things. But these men, Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. He had no fear. He was not fearful at all. And it says he was asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him, and said unto him, "Master," or teacher, "carest not that we perish?" Now then, isn't that amazing that they believe he can do something, but they don't believe they can do anything? And Jesus arose, and look what Jesus did. Jesus arose and rebuked the winds and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, isn't this amazing that after Jesus got up, he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea. Now, see, in Mark 11 this week, we've been talking about what Jesus said we can do. If we have faith, we can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will obey us. Well, I have spoken to several different kinds of mountains in my life, all kinds of different problems and complications that have come along in life. And I've seen mighty things. In fact, even today, while I'm making this radio show, there was a man called me with a tremendous migraine headache. He had had it all day long. in tremendous pain. And I quoted one of God's promises to him, and I told him, I said, now I'm going to rebuke that spirit of pain. I command that thing to leave you, and it's going to leave you in the name of Jesus. And I quoted the word of God, commanded the thing to leave, and he said, my goodness, I should have called you a long time ago. He said, it left immediately whenever you commanded it to leave. Well, see, here's where I get my ideas from. Jesus said, now, I mean, after all, he's only the king of the universe, and if Jesus says, then that ought to be good enough for any of us. But Jesus, he arose and rebuked the wind. He rebuked the wind. And now then, if these storms had been coming from his Father in heaven, Jesus would have been coming against his Father. So since Satan is the god of this world and the prince of the power of the air of this world, these storms come from him. They do not come from our Father, which is in heaven. Our Father is not in the habit of killing, stealing, and destroying. Only the devil does those kind of things. So, here the devil was trying to sink the ship. Well, he was not going to get it done because Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, said unto the water. Isn't that amazing? Peace be still. And look what happened. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now, isn't that amazing? Jesus spoke to the wind, rebuked it, and said to the sea, peace be still. And immediately the wind died down. The waves stopped sloshing around out there. And there was calm. Now, Jesus has been given great power on this earth at this time. And then what he's trying to tell us as men, he has given us this same kind of power. Look what he said there. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? It obeys him because he spoke to it in faith. Now, if you and me will learn these same principles and we will begin to speak to it, we will begin to see great things happen like this. In fact, I had a lady just this week that contacted me, and she was in Florida, and she's been listening to several of our audio and video teachings, and she's heard me make these statements from God's Word. And so she was involved in three of those devastating hurricanes that came through, and she was telling us that she spoke to the storms and commanded them not tear up anything at her house. In fact, she said the first two didn't do any damage to her house, and she said the last time her faith was so high, she commanded it not even to knock down the power lines and for her and her block not to be out of power. And we got a report back from her. She was praising the king. 1.5 million people in her area was out of power, but her block still had power. Isn't that amazing? Now, we got that praise report from this lady in Lake Placid, Florida. I mean, it's amazing what we can do in faith, just like Jesus said right here. Well, also I got a praise report this week from a lady out in the Northeast. Her and her husband and children, her children, especially in her, had been listening to my video and audio tapes. And on those tapes, I'd been talking about the power we have with angels and that we can call angels. We can ask the Father in Jesus' name to send us an angel, and he will. And then we can charge those angels to do things for us, just like the Word of God says, and they will help us. And I give several examples of times I've called angels into the scene to help me, and they've helped me do all kinds of things. And so, I mean, they helped me stand up walls. You know, they helped me get bulls out of pastures that I couldn't. Helped me get cows in trailers that are too big. They've helped me do all kinds of things. So it's wonderful to have these big guys to help us. So anyway, she heard me tell these stories. She said her boys had been listening to me on the tape, and they heard this and said this few weeks ago, their daddy had a big 150-gallon stainless steel water tank in a horse pen, and he wanted them to go dip the water out of it because it was completely full, wanted them to dip the water out of it so he could turn it over and roll it into another place. And so he told the boys to go take the water out of the tank. Well, they didn't dream that he wanted them to dip it out. They didn't know. They thought they could just go out there and turn it over like a bucket and pour the water out. They didn't realize that 150 gallons of water weighed 1,200 pounds. And then the weight of the tank, which is probably another 100 pounds, who knows, 80 or 100 pounds, stainless steel tank. Anyway, they went out there and tried to pick up a tank. Of course, they couldn't budge it. And so one of them had seen somebody put a lever under it, so he tried to put a 2x4 under the edge of it with a rock under it to prize it up, and he couldn't even budge the tank. Naturally not, because the thing weighed over 1,200 pounds. So they called the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus and asked the Father to send them an angel. And now they said, "Angel, you help us turn this tank over." And this woman said that that 10-year-old and that 7-year-old boy reached down under the side of that tank and lifted it up. And when they did, that tank stood up on its side, and all that 150 gallons of water flowed right out to the other side on the ground. Now, let me tell you, without the help of an angel, a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old boy could not turn that tank over. In fact, I'm going to tell you, 4 big men couldn't turn that tank over on its side with 150 gallons of water in it. Let me tell you, those boys had an angel show up to help them. But I've had an angel show up to help me like that many times. They are very, very wonderful beings that we have to help us. So just like Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves here, if you'll read this book and study it, you'll find out that we have angels we can call on for help. You will find out that we have authority to rebuke wind and waves in the name of Jesus. You'll see right here in this Mark 4 where he's talking about he rebuked the winds and spoke to the waves and they became totally quiet. Then you'll go to places like John 14:12 where Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, not only can you do what I have been doing, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name." So what can we do in the name of Jesus? Anything he did. So I think it would be a wonderful thing if the church would begin to believe these mighty promises in God's word and act on them. And when you do what Jesus told you to do, he'll back you up and you'll get to see great and mighty things happen. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll go on next week. Today I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. We will be happy to send you a selected assortment of audio and video teachings, and they're free and postpaid. We don't charge for our material. Also, you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org. And there you can see a place there where it says audio and video materials. You can select what you want, and we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.